The party of Myanmar's detained opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi issued a statement today opposing the military junta's preconditions for a meeting with her in the wake of a bloody crackdown on pro-democracy protesters. Eamon McCarthy reports.
The military leaders of former Burma have offered to meet with Suu Kyi, who is currently under house arrest, but only on conditions that she renounce widespread calls for international sanctions against the military regime, which has been widely condemned for its harsh repression of peaceful protests in September. The generals have charged a retired Labour minister to liaise with the detained pro-democracy leader after UN Special Envoy Ibrahim Gambari suggested creating the cabinet-level job during his visit to Myanmar earlier this month. While he was there, Gambari said both sides refused to talk to the other, but he said now the time had come for negotiation for the sake of their country and to end the suffering of their people.
And I hope they are listening, and when I do go back, one of the objectives will be to really prompt them to begin the dialogue with a view to addressing the issues of great concern to their own people, but also to the international community.
While many nations in the West have called for sanctions to punish the regime and force it to open up the political process, China, which has a veto on the UN Security Council, is arguing against sanctions. On Tuesday, China's foreign ministry reiterated its position, saying sanctions or pressure, in their opinion, will not help solve the issue. I'm Eimear McCarthy.